Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back to the Patriot Report. We're talking with Sarah Henry, spokesperson for the American Humanist Association in D.C. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, tell me briefly just a little bit about what the American Humanist Association does.
Sure. So we're a nonprofit headquartered here in D.C. We advocate for progressive values and equality specifically for non-religious communities in the country, so humanists, atheists, and freethinkers. We have a couple of different departments. We do some education work, some legal work, and some legislative work as well.
Okay. Now, I wanted to talk about this thing around the Peace Cross. As you know, there's the Peace Cross is a memorial to World War I veterans, I think, in Bladensburg, Maryland. It's in the shape of a cross, and the town put it up, I think. The town does the maintenance on it. So why have you brought legal action against the town here of Bladensburg, Maryland?
Sure. So we chose to bring legal action against Bladensburg because the memorial is in violation of the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment of the Constitution, which does, you know, prohibit the establishment of religion and protects the constitutional mandate of separation between church and state. So our plaintiffs, who are local residents, brought the case because the cross does endorse Christianity and appears as though the government of Bladensburg and Maryland is also endorsing that Christian action.
Okay, so so basically you're saying it, it endorses Christianity.
Yeah, a large Christian cross, and it is owned, maintained, and displayed by the local government, and so it does have the effect of advancing and endorsing Christianity.
Okay, yeah, just to play devil's advocate here, some would say it's just a memorial to the veterans. What do you say in reply to them?
Sure. And actually, I think we're very committed to ensuring that we do honor all veterans. One thing about this cross is that it was actually rededicated in 1985 and meant to honor all veterans of all wars, according to the commission at that time. And we feel that a Christian cross simply does not honor all veterans of all wars. I mean, we know that there are veterans and active service members of a vast spectrum of religious faiths, many of whom do not feel represented or honored by a cross.
Okay. Yeah, I heard you won a big victory in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. I guess that's the D.C. area.
We did.
Richmond, Virginia, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
So we won at that level, and the court declined to hear it en banc, and that was the point that the American Legion petitioned the Supreme Court.
And they're going to hear the case. Do you know what's going on with the case right now?
Yeah, so right now we're looking forward to oral arguments, which will be held on February 27th at the court here in D.C., where our opponents, the American Legion and the Maryland National Park and Planning Commission, filed their briefs in the case around the holiday, although the exact date is escaping me, and then we will be filing our response briefs in late January.
Yeah, I'm no legal, but I'll be watching this case pretty closely. It seems interesting.
Yeah, even the I think all of the briefs have been interesting. It's such a important issue. Obviously, the separation between church and state and religious liberty is something that affects us all. And so I think even for people who are not especially inclined to read lengthy legal documents, the briefs are, you know, available online, and they are pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think what's at issue here is what exactly is a government endorsement of religion. So that's what you're talking about.
Right. So we're talking about government endorsing religion, and this cross does. So when the case was brought, we noted that maintenance of the monument has already cost the government $117,000 in taxpayer funds. And at this point, the government has also earmarked an additional $100,000 for further repairs to the cross and to the area. besides the fact that they're using taxpayer money to pay for a symbol that is only representative of one faith, the cross is massive, and it sits in the middle of a highway sort of intersection. So it's clear that it's government property, given, you know, that highways are government property. And
yeah.
It really sort of overwhelms the city of Bladensburg.
So it's a big thing there. It's like 40 feet high or something.
Yeah, it is 40 feet tall.
That's a big one. Just to play devil's advocate again, I wonder, would you be taking the same kind of legal action if the memorial was, like, say, in the shape of a Star of David? And you, as you know, that's the symbol, one of the main symbols of Judaism.
Right. So any symbol, any governmental favoritism towards one religion over another, or the vast spectrum of other religions, is blatantly unconstitutional, and we would oppose something that didn't represent the service of all veterans. Yes.
Oh, so you'd oppose it in that case too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The American Humanists Association. What can they do?
So sorry, I think you cut out. I missed part of that.
If people want to get in touch with the American Humanist Association on the issues or whatever else, what should they do? Where can they go?
Sure. So we love hearing from the community. You can reach us online at AmericanHumanist.org. Super simple. And you can learn more about our actions there. And you can also email us at AHA@AmericanHumanist.org. And we're happy to answer questions, respond to complaints in your area, anything we can do.
Well, this interview went pretty quickly. Thanks a lot. Sarah Henry, spokesperson for the American Humanist Association just outside of D.C. Thank you very much for being on the show today, Sarah.
Thanks again. Have a great one.
You too. And I'll be in touch.
Sounds good.